Hi, friends. Welcome back. Lane Kennedy here. This is a podcast called Coming Home, where I get to share with you all the things that light me up. And I hope through these podcasts, these conversations, through these tidbits, that you find something that lights you up or helps you along the path. And I'm going to start going in a new direction. I'm going to start talking about new things because I've been talking about Yoga Nidra for, I think, a year now, and it's been wonderful. And I hope that you've learned about some really great teachers and that you've had the opportunity to explore this practice. And if you haven't, you can jump on over and grab the free Yoga Nidra app that I have, right? Jump over to lanekennedy.com/free app. And you can grab it, right? Just start doing that practice because it's so enlightening. And, you know, here we are in the middle of a crisis, a change. And it's been interesting. Has it been interesting for you? You know, I've taken a break, seriously, a long break. And it's been hard. It's been messy. It's been, I don't even know how to explain it. And I'm sure that you are feeling the same way or something similar to this, like, ugh. I was talking to a friend of mine today and she said, there's like just a blob of angst and this universal heaviness. And I thought, you know what? We're all in this together, right? We're all feeling it. So not to worry, my friend, I am with you. And today's episode is really about the tools that I have gone back to, the tools that are helping me to stay sane, helping me to continue to be a good mom and a good partner and a good friend who shows up. Because I know a lot of people right now are just pulling the covers over their heads. You know, a lot of women are drinking a lot more now. There's a lot more depression right now, a lot more anxiety. I was teaching a company last week, and one of my students said, I have so much anxiety. And I asked all of my students, who else has anxiety? And everybody raised their hand. And you know, I was able to help her and the rest of my students in the class to just ease that anxiety because it's not just me. It's just not in my household. It's not my girlfriends. It's like everywhere there's anxiety and depression happening. And we're all just trying to do the best that we can do. And so I want to really start diving into, again, these other things that I do to keep my sanity. And Yoga Nidra is a big part of that. I have a daily practice. I talk about that all the time. But the other really big part of my life and what keeps me sane is I don't drink, right? I don't drink. And if you went back to the first episode of this podcast, I share a little bit about my story and about my recovery. And that is one of the most, fulfilling tools, the tool that works or has the most impact on my life. And, you know, I'm not here like promoting a sober life, or I'm not here promoting that you have to stop drinking. But what I have seen in my life and the women that I hang out with is that when I stopped drinking, I had the opportunity to really find comfort in the unknown, the uncertainty. And you're like, what the heck are you talking about, Lane? Well, everything is uncertain, you guys. Everything. Think about it. Think about it. Getting in your car, traveling across town, it's uncertain. I mean, something could happen on the way, right? Something could happen. There is an uncertainty to everything. And I wasn't really clear on this until I stopped drinking. Because when I'm drinking, there is a shadow, or there's like a veil. I don't see the world as clearly as I do when I'm not drinking. And so what that one thing, and I talk about this all the time, this one action of not drinking a day at a time has completely transformed my life in epic ways that I didn't even know could happen. So what does this have to do with you and about this podcast, and why am I bringing it up? Is that, again, I just go back to, this is one of the tools that I use every day of keeping sanity in my life. Because if I drink, and my husband, like he, since the pandemic, like he's like, oh, it's 3 o'clock. I think I'll have a little glass of wine. You know, like he would have never done this before. And he by far is, you know, somebody who drinks all the time, but this drinking culture, this drinking, like, oh, it's okay to drink, you know, it becomes more and more and more. And then all of a sudden, I mean, again, for me, I can only speak from my own experience, is that that 3 o'clock drink then became a 1 o'clock, a 12 o'clock. Well, let's just have a mimosas for breakfast. And then I was drinking all the time. And how is this relevant to a pandemic? It's like, this is a scary time. This is a really kind of wild time that we're in. And why not take a drink? Why not cut the edge off? You know? Sure. Start drinking at 3 or 4 or 5. But I know from my own experience is that there's just not enough wine or vodka. Because I'm a vodka drinker. Yes. There's just not enough of it to satisfy or to quench this anxiety that is here right now. This low grade hiss of yuck. I don't even know how to explain it. This like heaviness, this glob of glum, you know, this pandemic, the scariness. There's just not enough vodka or red wine to ease that tension, to give me relief. And so today, right? Today, one day at a time, I choose not to pick up and drink because I want to stay present. And when I'm able to stay present, my life becomes full and I'm able to be a channel, right? A channel of awareness for the people in my life, my family members, my colleagues, my students. And that's really like, when I look at this pandemic and I think, wow, I haven't talked about the pandemic on the podcast yet, but like I see this as a global reset. I see this as survival of the fittest. I see that Mother Nature is pissed off. Like seriously pissed off. And it is my responsibility to do everything I can to stay upright, to stay present, and to help others. I don't know where this thinking came from, but I do know that if I start drinking, I'm not staying vertical. And then I'm not nice. And then I'm not of service. Because that glass inevitably becomes like 2 glasses or a bottle. And then I'm inevitably sick. And then I'm inevitably hungover. And then I'm just yelling at my kid. I can just already see it. And what does this, again, I didn't want this podcast to be, or this episode to be about like stopping drinking, but it's been this really clear, it's been a clear moment. I've had some really great clarity during this pandemic to just not drink, to stay present. That's my tool that I go back to every day. It's my tool that I use all the time, is I just don't drink. Because if I don't drink, then I have a chance. I have a chance at being a good mom. I have a chance at being a decent human being, a friend, a sister. I have a chance. But the moment I start drinking, I don't. My chances are gone. It's kind of weird. Yeah. So that's my little update, my little tip today. I hope you are finding some love and some light during this time. If you have any questions about finding recovery, if you have any questions about stopping that drink, if you have any questions about, you know, seeking help, please make sure to reach out to me. It's just a part of my mission on this planet is to help people who, women in particular, because you know how incredibly passionate I am about women, helping us all come together, helping us all rise up together. So my friend, I am at the 11:11 mark. May you find something so delicious, so yummy, something that lights you up. I hope I've said something during our time today together that has inspired you to make a tiny little change. Until next time, take good care. Okay, now is the time to grab my free Yoga Nidra app. Jump on over to lanekennedy.com/yoganidra-app. That's lanekennedy.com/yoganidra-app. Lots of free yoga nidras all waiting for you from beautiful humans. Okay.